KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
SASSA says it needs more time to establish the financial losses linked to suspected fraud within the Social Relief of Distress grant. Two computer science students from Stellenbosch University made presentations to Parliament last month. They said they'd uncovered massive data breaches in the digital systems application process for the 370 Rand grant. The pair found that 56 out of 60 fellow students on campus had an active SRD grant profile that they never applied for. Social Development Minister Cecilia Tolashe says they're investigating allegations, but she explained during a media briefing yesterday that they need more time to conclude their probe.
The investigation is not yet conclusive for us to be able to say how many IDs were stolen or how much money did we lose. Hence, we went to Parliament before the Portfolio Committee and request for an extension and be given more time so that we can dive deeper and get to know those exactly fundamental issues. This report that we tabled is only a preliminary report. Through the allegations that were raised, which we really appreciate, the two young students from Stellenbosch.
The final exams for the class of 2024 officially wrap up today. In KZN, over 190,000 full and part-time candidates sat for the NSE papers from October. In a statement, KZN Education says it's pleased with how the exams were conducted, adding it's received no reports of irregularities, leaks or disruptions. As Matric celebrate the end of the five-week-long examinations, Basic Education has urged them not to be reckless. Minister Sibuwa Gwarube made the plea at a media briefing yesterday.
I urge matriculants to refrain from alcohol abuse during pens down events and matric rage parties. These moments of celebration of achievements should not risk life and safety. It's absolutely important that you do not engage in reckless behavior.
Marking of the exam scripts will begin on the 1st of next month. And Sri Lankan rescue teams say they've recovered the bodies of four children who drowned in flash floods caused by a powerful storm. Several people are missing. A quarter of a million residents were forced to flee their homes. Torrential rains are now heading towards India's southern Tamil Nadu state, where the officials say there's a possibility the storm could develop into a cyclone. A recap of our lead story, SASSA says it needs more time to establish the financial losses linked to suspected fraud within the Social Relief of Distress grant. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team. For now, I'm Natara Nadesan.